Welcome to the We Hate Sadness podcast.
We don't like that.
So today I'm joined by my friends.
Friend number one is Sid.
Friend number two, Janin.
So nice to meet. Thank you for coming to my podcast. And I'm really grateful y'all came.
Yeah.
So just before we start, can you just explain what you guys do right now?
Yeah, so I'm second year at University of Toronto, UTM campus. I'm doing environmental science majors and biology minors.
Oh, nice. So how's that going for you?
Pretty well, actually, compared to first year, you know, coming in with the mental, you know, mental aspect of it. We're coming in very burned out and expected to be, you know, tough, but got through it and now much easier.
I am currently, as we speak, doing electromechanical engineering. It's first year. I would say got a lot better. It's going well. I feel like, you know, here at Humber Polytechnic, you can kind of judge your own pace a lot easier than a lot of other places. For example, I was at TMU and it was kind of really difficult over there because, like, I felt like I wasn't really learning anything. They were just doing theory. And, I feel like it was kind of just, like, useless. Like, why would you go there to do stuff that's not even related exactly to what you're trying to do? So here it's very, very, like, hands-on and, like, theory as well. So, like, learning is fun and it's easy and you can dictate your pace really easily because the work is very doable and it's fun to do.
Yeah, and I'm in the same program as you. So, like, we get to, like, hands-on stuff, so it's not getting boring. So you stay active all the time. And it's bad for your mental health as well. Which this podcast is basically about today. We're going to be talking and discussing about mental health. So before we start, let's talk about what mental health is first. So in the recent years, specifically in the last few years, the subject of mental health has become very relevant, especially towards the period of COVID-19 virus. Most of us witnessed the challenges for the first time, that it could be a challenge to being alone and struggling to find answers, or even challenged of staying close to our loved ones. So today we're going to discuss about mental health has affected us, the things we have learned for ourselves, and for someone out there, what happens next? Like, what steps did they take to reach out and get better mental health if they're struggling right now? So today, let's talk about what your experience is first. So I'll start off with my experience. When COVID hit, I had just recently moved into a new neighborhood. I had to leave my old school behind, all my friends as well. And I had to start a new school. So I started in semester 2, January, which made me not have new friends. So it took some time. Obviously, you're in new school, you're shy, you don't know anyone there. It takes some time. Worst thing happened is COVID. So COVID happened, I had to stay home. I couldn't really communicate with anyone because I didn't make friends in the amount of time I had there. In that amount of time, couldn't really make friends, like I said. So staying home sucked, right? I had no one to talk to except for my parents. I just have online classes, but, like, nobody talked in online classes. We barely communicated with anyone else. So it got really sad for me and lonely. So I became a bit depressed, like, if you want a word like that. I became a bit sad and, like, lonely. And that affected my mental health. So, like, I started staying in my room, staying in the dark a lot. And which, like, obviously brought my morale down. But then I talked to my parents and they said, start going out more, like, in the neighborhood, like, bike around, walk around. I did that. It got better. Mental health improved. After, like, a year after the lockdown happened, we had the option to go back to school. So obviously I chose that. I made new friends like Janin and Sid here. I met them. And that was, like, one of the best things that I had because of that. Boosted my mentality, my mental health, and brought me out of that zone, the sad zone I was in, which eventually got me to a much happier place in my life. So what's your guys' experience in COVID?
I would say, I mean, kind of similar situation. I was coming, again, same like Prab. I'd moved from a old neighborhood into a new one. And, you know, not communicating, or when I was in my old house, we were playing a lot together. Like, the whole street would get together when we're playing sports and stuff. And, you know, I was kind of really missing that because those are my friends from since I moved into Canada. And know, me just not experiencing this on a regular basis, like all the entertainment or interactions was kind of different. And
okay,
so me coming into the new neighborhood, it was just tough. And just mentally, it was just not right for the moment. But then same thing again, like COVID, you just get through it by playing mostly video games and, you know, just being in the dark, kind of not doing stuff. So I would say, yeah, kind of similar experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, I guess for a lot of people, it's kind of just the same thing. Where for me, it was, we moved a little bit later. COVID had kind of already started at that point. And I was at the old school, and we already started online there. And then I ended up moving to a very similar neighborhood to my two friends here. And it was kind of like the same situation where it's like, oh, because you can't really speak to anyone. It's just kind of like you and your family. And considering, you know, like same, it's literally the same situation where you move into a new neighborhood and you don't really know anyone. And like online is pretty much as dry as a desert.
And exactly like moving like into new neighborhood as well.
Sucks.
It sucks because like even when it's COVID and pandemic, you can't just go and meet
new
people.
And you know, if you consider like kind of when it really spiked up during the winter time, that made it even more impossible.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a hard reset on kind of your social life. I kind of did the same things where, like, you know, sitting in the dark. For me, it was actually we had an unfinished basement, and I used to sit down there a lot. I actually got told off quite a few times for sitting down there too much because I did all my classes down there. It kind of like, it was just kind of like a how would you word it? Like a spot where like it's just me. I kind of did the same things where it's like you just play video games. You don't really feel motivated to get work done. Like inherently you have to get it done at some point. But the motivation is not really there when there's not really that many people to speak to. Playing video games was kind of like the only safe haven. Watching videos was the only safe haven. Thinking to yourself. I used to think to myself a lot. I still kind of do to this day, but like, I would say that was kind of, I wouldn't really call it a low point because I did at some times kind of enjoy the
being alone.
Loneliness in the sense of like no one was really bothering me. But in the long term, that's not really good for you as a person.
Like, it affects your mental liberty.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't really say it was a good time, but it wasn't really like a time where like I felt like it was just me versus the world. I felt as if it was kind of like, yeah, it was definitely a lonely time, and I definitely don't want to go back to an example or a situation like that. But I didn't necessarily mind it too much.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that makes sense. Like, coping, or like, comes back to the coping aspect as well. Like, how do you cope with the loneliness? Like, how can you do something that will, like, keep your mental health healthy? As well, right? So just talking about coping, as like y'all talked about gaming, as like what other things did you guys do to help improve your mental health?
Yeah, so I would say like when I was pre-COVID, I think right before COVID, I started working out. And you know, obviously grade 9, you know, you're never introduced to working out. I was always, you know, noticed as bad thing, or you know, reduces your height, this, that. But me starting that, I felt like whenever you have stress or some problems, whenever you go to the gym, I just feel like you kind of, you know, go into a different zone and, you know, release all the stress hormone. I mean, there's science behind it, but I'm just saying in a general aspect, it just releases all the stress I feel. And I think doing those home workouts, because we weren't getting a lot of activity done, we could not go around. So, you know, a lot of, obviously, weight, a lot of people were, you know, gaining weight, unhealthy. They're just getting unhealthy at a point. So, you know, me working out at home kind of improved that. And another thing would probably be video games again, because that's the only way I could get to interact with my, you know, Prav and Sid or any of my old friends. Yep. Just interacting through video games was a good part.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot to speak on coping. I think it entirely depends on the person. When you really look at it, because everything was kind of online, video games were kind of just like the simple, easy fit where... Yeah, there was a lot of good video games at the time. Being, I can give you an example. One game that really did really well, and a lot of people, I know a lot of people played during the COVID lockdown time, was a game called Among Us.
Oh, yes.
That was a very big game at the time being. It was a game I played a lot because it was fun, and at the same time, you didn't really have anything to do. Yeah. But like I said, it kind of just depends on you. People cope with loneliness and or mental health in completely different ways. For example, one thing I did, and I still kind of do to this day, is I count coins. Like, I collect coins and I count them. Not a lot of people do that, but I'll do that, right? Because there's just ways of coping with things. I could be, like, maybe building Lego or drawing or reading. Yeah. Some people don't do that because it entirely depends on the person, right? Because everyone has their own interests. But inherently, it's interesting in the sense of even though everyone has such a different way of coping with things, people will always find a way to cope with things, regardless of like what it is. It could be, like I said, building Lego, reading a book. It doesn't matter. Regardless, people will end up finding ways to cope with things through their own methods.
And like one of the big things that helped me was like social media as well, right? Because I met a lot of friends online and started talking to them as well. But that's only online. I haven't met them in person, right? So like, do you think in your life it helped you cope with it boost your mental health in the pandemic, like social media?
Yeah, I would say. It was like a kind of source of entertainment because usually, you know, these daily interactions you would have at school or with your friends, yeah, it kind of filled the spot in for that. You know, you just interacting and, you know, laughing on these reels or just messaging people and sending memes back and forth or some, you know, just exchanging conversations and reels or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that content, I felt like, you know, just made you happy for the moment or for the day and, you know, not ruin it in a way of thinking like, oh, we're in a pandemic or something.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I think having friends are probably one of the most important things you could achieve, really. And, you know, it's funnily enough, it's not actually that difficult to make friends because a lot of people are alike. You just don't realize you have to make that step of speaking to them. When it comes down to like talking about anything, whether it's like, oh, how's LeBron James going to dominate the league this time? Or how's McLaren going to bottle a championship today? It doesn't really matter. It's the fact that when you get to speak to people, you really connect and you feel like you could open yourself to people other than just your parents. That way you're building confidence for yourself. So in the future, whenever you need to accomplish something like, hey, I need to go for a job interview or this, that, and the third, you speak to your friends and they are essentially like, instead of speaking to a wall, it's like a wall with a mouth in the sense of like, you're speaking to someone, you can get a response, you can learn from these people, whether it's a big thing or not. It could be a small thing. Regardless, you're still learning, and this can help you in the future. So I think when it comes down to mental health, right, one of the biggest ways of, I think, combating sadness and or depression in any way, shape, or form is just making friends. And you can make friends with anyone. It doesn't have to be someone, gender, your age. It could be anyone.
Like, you can get closer with your parents
exactly.
as well.
You can get close with your parents. You can get close with anyone. Inherently, it's about learning to communicate and bond with somebody is the important part. Yeah. When you get to bond with someone, you will feel more open and comfortable around other people. And inherently, when you get comfortable with one person, you'll get comfortable with another person. And then it just follows and follows. It's like a train.
Yeah. And so, like, talking about social media as well, like you're saying, and Jan was saying, like scrolling reels, sending other like funny stuff. And like sometimes you can like stuff like sports related as well. Back then, like when COVID pandemic started, NBA was shut down.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that was really a bummer. But then they started back up in the bubble, so that was a good thing. So because I didn't know what to watch.
F1 as
well. Exactly. Even have F1 was there, but
was there, but it, a lot of it got canceled.
Yeah. So and then that too. So when NBA came back, it was like one thing I was like look forward to every night. Because it's like, I have online classes, I can just do work in like 5 minutes. It took barely any time. It's
not just sports. Like, social media could also be in the sense of, I can give you a perfect example of social media actually being good for you inherently. It's like, I could say YouTubers.
Yeah.
One example of a YouTuber I could give you is the Sidemen. You know, sometimes it's just like, watching stuff will make you feel better. And if it makes you feel better, you should go and watch it.
Yeah. Going back to like YouTube and stuff, like YouTube was like one of the main havens I was at. It's like in COVID, like I always like spend like countless hours, like even though it's unhealthy for me, I had nothing else to do. Like I used to talk to my parents for like 3-4 hours straight, like just have random talks and have fun time with them. But then you obviously have the whole other like 20 hours left. Suppose, okay, 20 hours left, 4 hours gone, like with parents. 20 hours, okay, minus 8 hours to sleeping.
Sleep.
What about the other hours, like, you guys just have left? Like, so, one of the main reasons I was just online a lot.
You have to do something.
Exactly. You can't just sit around, just stare at, like, ceiling is all, right? That's like going insane.
You're going insane.
Point.
It's like living in a mental asylum.
Exactly.
Like, I could not, like, imagine living, that would be so sad to live in a situation.
Exactly.
Like
so, and YouTube was one of my main things that helps me get through it, but there's other things like Twitch or like even like I said, NBA, like TV was on, even watching shows, that was good. But YouTube was like one of the main things that got me through it. And like it does go into social media. So one of the other questions, like for in the past few years, like I said in the beginning, so the word of mental health has been recognized more and more, because people started, like, even though like really bad thing to say, people started doing suicide more, right? In the past few years, people have started killing themselves more. Why would you do that? Like, instead, like, kill. That should never be the resort. Like, reach out to someone. Like, I feel like I was at that point and I was thinking, but then, that same mentality. But then I reached out to my family. I reached out to my friends because I met Janet online. I reached out to them, and that made me get better. So I would say reach out to someone if you're like struggling with this. But what's your guys' opinion? Like, what should someone do if they want to reach out?
I would say, I mean, going back to your point before, I feel like these suicide attempts were coming because not a lot of, you know, advertising, or just there's no support. Like, there's nothing left. Like, whenever you're at school or certain places, they would say, there's this phone number for mental health support. But them taking action and putting out flyers was, like, close to nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now, I would say, like, the action that can be taken, like, it just depends on the person. Again, like, they can still, you know, talking about suicide, they can still attempt it. But I feel like these days what they've done is that, the way they, you know, imagine you're going through like social media or something, they always have news or just anything. Generally, they always have an advertisement about it, because obviously people are always looking for entertainment in some sort of way. So, you know, them advertising, I felt like now it's mental health is getting much better, because they're just getting better day by day. And just up to the person at the end of the day.
COVID was a very difficult time for everyone, mainly because it was so difficult to speak to people. I think the most important part with mental health, of course, is just speak. Talking is so important. Speaking to someone is so important. This kind of stuff, like I said, suicide rates went up so high during the epidemic because people just didn't know what they were lost. No one, you couldn't talk to anyone. You couldn't go anywhere. It felt like you were in a jail cell, right? And, you know, I actually did a test around in that time is... because of the suicide rates going up, I decided to call a suicide hotline number because I wanted to see how it was, right? Because, you know, they make it sound so easy, like at school, like, just call this number, you'll be good, right? And then you call this number and it's some robotic voice. And then at the same time, there's like a queue or something. So, like, I understand it was inherently, they're doing their best, but like...
Okay, no. What caught me off guard was queue.
There is a queue. I could tell
that's the worst thing possible.
I know one thing I know for certain is it's a lot different now, because I'm happy that people are actually standing up to this kind of stuff. Inherently, the epidemic, I think it just caught everyone off guard. Even the people that run these suicide prevention hotlines, it probably caught them off guard too. And you know, it's so sad because like it's so preventable. This stuff doesn't have to happen. When you realize that a life is so important, right? Inherently, you get one chance.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, do it. If you're really going to step that down that low, you really have to think, is this really worth it? It's never worth it. I can never tell you any time that killing yourself is worth it. It's never worth it. Because I don't want to make this sound sad in a way, but like, think about how many people you're going to upset.
Exactly.
Right.
Even like, think about your parents
when
as well.
When you think, no one's going to care, that's completely wrong. Because when you go, people are going to notice like that. And then, like you're just making it worse for everyone. I don't want to say like you're making a mistake. Well, you are for
it's a great mistake.
It's a very grave mistake because like your life is not something to play with, and you have to understand is like you're not worthless. No one's ever worthless because you can do anything.
Exactly.
Right. You could be in the worst situation
and then
come out on top.
Exactly. Like back in high school, I didn't feel good. Like I was like not doing good in classes. And I thought I was going to end up as a failure, but today, looking back, I was just like, I was just thinking something like wrong, and like I kept that mentality going. But after, as soon as I changed that, my life started to get better. I've been doing many things, like my singing got better, and I've been getting more opportunity to sing outside, like schools, universities, and like my friends keep inviting me. They tell me I have to come. So I'm getting those opportunities. Like if I didn't like get out of the mental state, I probably wouldn't be even here, because I was that so bad down there. And like going back to like talking to someone, like I feel like not only should we talk, like someone should talk to them, like someone, like supposed parents, the parents should also like check up on your kids, like how your kid is doing, because sometimes kids don't like to, like people don't like to speak. They don't want, they just feel like shy. They don't feel, they feel like it's wrong to even speak about it.
Emotions are very difficult to speak about. Yeah. Even now, like, I wouldn't say I'm in that situation, but even now, if you asked me to speak about my emotions, I probably couldn't. It's such a hard topic, and a lot of kids I know would be, even myself, I could use myself as a great example. Speaking on emotions is so hard. That's why I feel like it's so difficult for parents at the same time when you can speak to your kid and they won't say anything, but, like, you know something's up. So inherently, right, it's like the parents do have to pay attention in the sense of, when they notice like certain actions, certain things that the kids are saying, right? I wouldn't say it's entirely on the parents, right? The kids should also inherently learn to speak up. Like, it's okay to speak about your emotions, whether you're a guy or girl, you know, you're a human, dinosaur, it doesn't matter. You have to be comfortable with speaking up. When you're comfortable with speaking up, then you'll notice that these problems aren't really problems. Yeah. When there's someone, I pray that all kids, you have your parents to speak to, just speak to them. It will solve so many of your problems.
Like, sometimes, like, parents will criticize you about it. Like, why are you doing this? And yell at you. But they're doing that just, like...
They look out for you.
Yeah, look out for you. Like, my parents used to still yell at me because sometimes I just don't study. Like, I keep being lazy. But then at the end of the day, you realize that you are wrong and they're right.
They are right.
Because they're looking out for you, because they want you to have a better future than what they had.
Yeah, I would agree to those points, because, you know, I would say specifically in a brown household, the things that happen on a regular basis are not taken, you know, accountable. Sometimes, you know, some people think like, oh, being in a brown household, oh, they're always forcing you to do things when you're young, yeah, and, you know, kind of raising you in a certain way. But at the end of the day, you know, when you get older, like the more older I'm getting, I realize like, oh, you know, like my parents telling me to speak up, this, that. They just improved all the, you know, communication skills at the end of the day. It takes a while, but, you know, if you start listening to them, you get there. But I feel like these, you know, talking about mental, the regular suicide rates, I feel like these parents are just like completely, you know, just doing their own thing. It's like they're just raising the kid, and then the kid is just separated.
It's almost like they treat it as a job.
Yeah, so that, I think.
So you agree, like, they should talk about it, like, talk to their kid about, like, how they're feeling right now?
Yeah, I would say, talk to them more, because now, even these days, I feel like they don't talk to each other much. It's just they're busy with their daily life. And then once they get older, you know, married, kids, and then they try to spend all that time, but you never know what's going to happen. You never know if you have issues time or what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Issues can build over time if they don't tackle it right away. And then in the future, when it becomes a serious problem, and then they wonder why.
So, and, like, talking, like, going back to, like, the idea of mental health, right? Like, in the past few years, it's been getting greater, and, like, more people are talking about, like, awareness starting. Even in schools, I've seen some schools, like, my friends, they keep telling me that, like, there's mental health seminars going on. Like, they're talking about, like, what you can do, like, talk to someone, to give all the points. But what do you think, like, what will happen in the next, like, decade? Or, like, even the coming few years, what do you think is going to happen to the, like, a mental health, like, topic?
I think in the next few years, or, yeah, maybe next 5-10 years, it'll get better, because there's more resources coming, you know, day by day. Like, before, when Sid mentioned that, you know, that hotline, you have to get in the queue, that's ridiculous, because suicide is like, oh, there's no time. Like, it can happen instant. It's not like there's no time to wait for it, you know, or to talk about it. I feel like the resources these days, it's like you can just walk in there and start, you know, talking, or, you know, getting your stress out, or just talking to this therapist or counselors, any type of counselors, or just even the phone calls these days are actually help these days, instead of, you know, being the cues and all that crap stuff. That's not going to really help with the mental aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, when it comes to mental health, like, I'll go off of Jen and the suicide hotline thing. The cue thing, I was completely shocked by it, because when you think about suicide. It could happen whenever, and it's almost demoralizing in a way when you're thinking about that kind of stuff, and you're like, I want to do something about it, mm-hmm. and you call a number, it says you're waiting in a queue.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's like, come on.
Like, and if someone is out there listening to this, and you really need help. Like you're not comfortable talking to someone close by, like near your parents or like your friends, like you don't trust them like yet. So like back then, like when I met these guys, I didn't feel like telling them what I'm feeling, because I felt like they're gonna say, oh, you're being weak, right? And you're not being a proper strong person. But when I did tell them, when I started trusting them more and tell them, they said they helped me a lot, and they helped me get through, like they suggested what I should do. And if you don't have people like that, like helping you, like if you don't feel comfortable with your parents talking to you, like, because like Sid said, expressing your emotions is hard. It's like very hard.
Incredibly difficult.
So, and if you can't do that, like with your parents, there's a suicide hotline. So the number is 988, even if you're in like Canada or US. If you're somewhere else in the world, you can search it up on Google. It's there. You can just call them or even text them, or there's a website you can go and see. There will be a helpline available everywhere.
Yeah, social media is such an amazing tool. There's so many different helplines you could look. Like Google is so strong in the sense of you just search up suicide hotline. So many things will pop up. So don't be afraid to do that. And one thing I'll advise is, like, if you call this number, right, and you feel like it's still not doing anything for you, then I think the biggest, it might be a big step that you need to do, is build some confidence and start speaking to people. I think that'll actually help you a lot more.
Yeah, and so to wrap things up, obviously, the first, like, point we talk about, like, our mental life, like, in COVID times. And, like, let's discuss, like, what we should do, or what someone should do, like, to get out of that sinkhole they got themselves into. Like, okay, you got yourself. Don't look in the back in the past. Look how you can get out. Look at the future. Like, try building a proper future.
How could you tackle this problem?
Well, obviously, talk to someone.
I think that's the biggest thing. You know, do stuff you enjoy. Because exactly. That actually helps in a lot of ways. Even, like, for example, right, playing video games is something that parents may or may not like. If you play too many video games, you shouldn't be playing that much. But if it's helping you in a dark time, then I would actually advise to do it. Because in the long run, right, when you're happy, you want to continue life.
Exactly.
And you'll want to approach people. When you're sad, you won't feel like approaching people. I could say that because I've been in this spot. But I think just do what you enjoy. Of course, there are limits to everything, but do what you enjoy. Do what makes you happy so that you stay happy.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. And any closing system about you, Jan?
Yeah, I mean, same thing I would say I said when I mentioned earlier, you know, for doing things you like gym, video games, whatever, just find things that, you know, give you some sort of stress relief, because, you know, when you get older, there's more responsibilities that come onto your plate. And yeah, if you don't
know, family and stuff.
Yeah. So if you don't know how to manage, you know, have a balanced life, you know, sometimes when you think you're having a balanced life in reality, but you think like, oh, I'm not doing enough, you know, all that bad thoughts come in all the time. It's not like, it's like a regular thing, mm-hmm. but just sticking to it and pushing through all the tough times is worth at the end.
Mm-hmm. So, so wrapping things up, obviously, talk to someone, reach out to someone. If you're not comfortable reaching out to your family member,
call
hotline as well, right? If you're in that state, but then you can obviously like book a therapist, online therapy. They're online free therapists as well.
Online free therapy.
You can just do that as well. And then they will obviously help you. There's like so many good sites. Like even the YouTubers I watch, they even have, they've done so many sponsors about health and stuff and like mental health. So just like stay on the lookout if you really need to talk. There are so many things available.
There's even videos on YouTube. I'm glad you brought that up. You could just search it up on YouTube and there's videos there.
Yeah.
If you don't like the idea of just speaking to someone, you want to see their face, right? YouTube videos are great.
I'm glad
you brought that up, because you could go on YouTube and all these other websites to find videos, and there's so many there. The tool is there.
Exactly. So just like, reach out. That's the only thing. It's going to be a hard step, but once you reach out, it everything becomes easier. you'll get out, you'll have a proper mental health, you will like be more like happy person, they'll be much happier in their life. Like obviously if you treat charity parents and they see you've done, you tried doing something stupid, it didn't work, or like you're in a bad state because of your habits, they will yell at you. Well, sometimes they will. Like in my we're in brown household, so they yell at us if we
all do the time,
all the time. But once that period is done, they will actually help you get better. Like even though you brought the self on you, they will help you get away from that like sickness if you have it. So thank you for you guys showing up and like, give it a round of applause.
No worries. God did.
And thank you guys for showing up. And this is me.
Stay safe. Have fun.
Yeah, stay safe. Have fun. Obviously, have fun in life.
Have fun. Make sure to have fun.
Like life, you
balance life.
Exactly, balance life. You got one life. Stay happy, guys.
Enjoy every second.
All right. So this is me, Prab, signing out. Peace.
Peace.